For President Obama, it has been a long weekend of laying the groundwork to get Congress's seal of approval to take military action against Syria. Tomorrow, the president's top advisors will continue to make the case as debate intensifies over what's at stake for the U.S. and Syria. We begin with Peter Alexander at the White House. Peter, good evening.
Natalie, good evening to you. With a series of urgent calls and meetings, this has been a busy weekend for the president and his national security team trying to sell their case for strikes in Syria, facing deep divisions within Congress. The fierce debate over U.S. military action in Syria is not confined to Washington. At a town hall in Connecticut today,
the United States can't let dictators kill their own people and do nothing.
I really think for those warmongers who are basically talking about going and shoot and bomb, etc., put them in the front line and let me see how they will fire and shoot.
The president's challenge to convince skeptical lawmakers on both sides, those opposed to U.S. intervention and others who insist limited strikes don't go far enough. Among the foreign policy hawks, Republican Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham, who met with the president today, afterward expressing optimism that the White House is developing a better strategy to undermine Syrian President Bashar Assad and support the opposition.
If the Congress were to reject a resolution like this, after the President of the United States has already committed to action, the consequences would be catastrophic.
To win what observers agree is a political gamble, the White House has launched a lobbying surge. Everything is on the menu, a White House official told NBC News, including more classified briefings, testimony at congressional hearings, in-person visits, and one-on-one phone calls. But among those expressing reservations, members of the president's own party, Democrats, many still haunted by the decision to invade Iraq.
I don't see any way that a civil war in Syria and the fact that this evil man is using chemicals to kill his own people, how that affects directly or indirectly our national security.
Which is why the White House dispatched five heavyweights, including Secretary of State John Kerry, for a conference call today with more than 120 House Democrats. Conjuring up memories of Nazi Germany, Kerry insisted the U.S. now faces a Munich moment and must act. Tomorrow, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Natalie, will hold its first hearing on the issue. And then tomorrow night, the president heads out of town overseas, first to Sweden and then to Russia for the G20 summit, where he will try to build international support.